Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living the keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy. I'm your host, and today you are listening to Naked Chocolate. I don't think I've ever done an episode on Naked Chocolate. I feel like I would remember that because it's really awesome to say. Like seriously, say it. Naked Chocolate. It just makes you smile. I am doing an episode on chocolate, as you can imagine. And I want to just shout out to anybody that is doing keto for serious, for real. If you are, you probably miss chocolate. And, you know, even the men listening to this probably miss chocolate. But I would say us girls, especially hormonal ones, missing chocolate a lot right now. And I wanted to bring you some tips. I wanted to bring you some tips about doing keto and how you can still survive it and have some chocolate. Okay, so I am currently, really quick, just a plug, I am actually folding clothes while I podcast right now. Why do I tell you that? Because you may catch that, gosh, it sounds like she's walking or something. But yes, I am. I am putting clothes away, and here's the thing. If you've been listening for any amount of time, you will know that I do not sit in a podcasting studio to record these most of the time. I do have podcasting equipment. I do have an office to be able to use to do kind of the formal podcasting gig. But what I really like to do is just take you along right alongside me, because this is real life, right? This is real life. Real life is a little messy. And real life is busy. And the only way that I'm going to actually podcast and keep episodes coming to you is if I do it while I do my life. So sometimes you're driving with me. Sometimes you're putting clothes away, or I'm putting them away and you're listening. But I just wanted to, let's get into it. Let's talk about chocolate. So I know that it's not ideal a lot of times because it does have, even if you get a sugar-free, some kind of sugar-free chocolate, it will typically have some extra carbs that you probably, you know, aren't super excited about, but it will quench the cravings. So here's some ideas for you. I really never liked pudding much, to be honest. Was never really a pudding fan, but I am now. I am now because I was able to find a sugar-free pudding. It's just right there next to everybody else's pudding in your little snack packs. And they are sugar-free. And they may not qualify 100% for keto, but if you're in a pinch, you could do the... In fact, I'm literally... See, this is how real life it is. I'm going to actually walk into my kitchen and take a look at it because I can't remember how many carbs are in there, but I just know that in a pinch, at least it's sugar-free. Sometimes when you're desperate, you need to make exceptions, but honestly, it's better to at least do like something sugar-free than it is to do gluten. Oh, I threw the original packaging away. Sorry, guys. Snack packs, but it's sugar-free. Sugar-free pudding. It's amazing. Some other really great ideas. You can hear me getting stuff out of my cabinet. At Costco, you can get these. They're called ChocXO, chocolate keto, 4 grams of sugar, 3 grams of net carbs per, serving. So this one, it's literally labeled keto. But it does include some added sugar, so if you're doing really strict keto, this is not ideal, but it does have a really good amount of fat to it though too. So it's got 15 grams of total fat, 6 grams of carbs, 3 grams of protein. And the serving size, they're like little chocolate snack, I don't know what to call them, little squares. Those are really good. And then they also had at Costco, they also had dark chocolate keto nuggets. They're coconut, pumpkin, quinoa, sunflower seeds. Again, I'm kind of, if you're going super strict, super, super strict, which right now I'm not. Right now I'm doing keto and I'm counting carbs and all of that. And I did lose, by the way, I did lose 5 pounds in the last week and a half. Yay! So I'm pretty stoked about that. But I wanted to tell you that even if you are doing super strict keto, you're going to have to get really creative. I would stick with stevia. There is stevia chocolate, like little chocolate chips, you know, like you would put in cookies. Let's see, the baking chips. I've got some of those too, Lily's. So they're stevia sweetened and 45% cocoa. So those are better, and you can make a lot of treats with those, and then you'll really be doing well on your carbs. But honestly, these other keto friendly-ish type snacks will quench it. Like, have one. You just have to be, like, you have to be kind of careful. You can't just go, like, pounding down the package, you know what I mean? But those are some really great options. And then also, like making and baking. I actually found a mug. It's really cool. So my dogs are going to bark now. I'm going to let them outside. See, I told you, real life. I say this every time and it's truth. So there are like little cup type in the baking aisle. They have these like pre-packaged, they look like if you were going to get this kind of like the soup to goes, they have, you know what most of you, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but they're individual package, little mug looking things. And they have like this cake mix in there, and it's keto. It's also keto friendly. Like, it's sugar free, keto friendly. And all you do is add water and mix it and put it in the microwave, and it makes these amazing like little cakes. Oh my gosh. Cake in a mug, I think is what it's called. So there's also those options. My sister makes a really awesome mug keto dessert. Oh my gosh. It's homemade. It's amazing. So she actually taught me in the very beginning that you can get very, very good at having your cravings quenched if you start learning how to bake some of those things. It's not chocolate, but one of my favorite things to make more in the summertime and even springtime is cupcakes. I have learned how to make some awesome keto cupcakes, raspberry lemonade and lemonade like cupcakes with awesome frosting. And it's literally so low in carbs, it's not even funny. If you go back to one of my previous episodes, yep, here it is. I'm going to call my dogs inside. Come on, Asa, come on. Come on, Paul. And then I lost my train of thought. That is the one problem with doing life and trying to podcast. Poe, come on. So I was talking about the cupcakes. Those are really good, really low carb. You can also go to like, there's a, at least in the area we live in, there's a place called City Cakes, and they will make some keto friendly type of desserts. And so it definitely exists. So either you are going to bake, or you're going to be very careful on how much you have and buy a few things, like I did at Costco, because I told you, after everything we've been through with COVID and my husband's still recovering, I am not feeling like baking these days. I'm actually like just giving myself grace. I'm doing the best I can. I will say this weekend, kind of fell off the wagon. If I'm being real, I fell off the wagon a couple of times. Again, super hormonal right now. And I just, it's actually, in fact, today I was thinking how stupid it was that I did that, because I actually got those keto snacks, and desserts because of for such a time as now when I'm super hormonal, and I forgot that I bought the bloody things. So tonight I was getting in the cabinet and I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, how did I forget that I bought all of those? It takes like getting in a habit. I really forgot how much habit forming this whole keto lifestyle is, and I had fallen off of it for a while. So now jumping back in, it's crazy. I can't believe that I forgot that I had bought those things. But I'll remember now, and tomorrow's going to be better. I'm not going to beat myself up. It's fine. Had just kind of a hormonal weekend and had some things I should definitely not have had. But it's okay. I also am grateful that I lost 5 pounds and am looking forward to this coming week and how that's going to go. I am doing pretty well on the whole adventure. So I feel like that is the episode that I really wanted to lay down for you today. You know, and as if you want to go back, oh, that's what I was saying earlier. If you want to go back, I did do actually some episodes on making those cupcakes. So if you're a cupcake fan, go check it out. I'm quite sure I probably labeled it keto cupcakes or naked cupcakes is probably what I titled it. but I know that I've done episodes on that because I fell in love with those cupcakes. They were so good. So I'm not ready to make them yet because it's winter and I don't really care for, I don't know. I don't know why. I guess I should. I should probably branch out. I should branch out and I should probably make them during the winter anyway, but, or maybe I'll branch out and make a different kind. I've actually been interested if I could pull off like a pumpkin cupcake or chocolate, Lily's chocolate chip cupcakes or something. So I might actually try to pull that off soon. I'll let you know if I do. I'm having to get back into the creativity thing again. But like I said, haven't been super interested in being in the kitchen. Although today I made a keto jambalaya, which is going to be my next episode because it was so good. So I want to give a shout out to that recipe. So anyways, thanks for listening, everyone. FYI, super stoked about something. I just saw that I have 4,000 downloads now, 4,000 plays. That's super exciting to me. To be at 4,000. That is awesome. That means you are all still listening to me, which I'm just blown away by that. And so just want to thank you. I actually want to thank you for listening. It's awesome. Not only is it helpful, hopefully, you're listening. So either you're super entertained by my phenomenal humor, or it's actually helping a little bit. And so if I'm helping you, that's amazing. You're helping me. There is something about accountability. There's something about accountability that is so vital and so important. And that's sort of what I feel like you are all doing for me and hopefully vice versa. So yeah, so I'm excited about those 4,000 downloads. Again, I know that I've talked about it already, but I am going to be doing, I am going to be doing another podcast. I'm starting a business. I'm very excited about it. A business as a nurse. I am just so excited about it. And I'm going to be doing a podcast to cover content that is sort of part of that business. And so I'm excited and I want to announce it, but I'm not ready to announce it yet. I want it to really be fully developed before I actually talk too much about it. So hang on with me there and I will share that and unveil it when it's time. But otherwise, I just want to sign off and say happy ketoing, and until next time, bye for now.